National Public Health Emergency Team meets today to advise government on how to contain the spread of COVID-19. Yesterday, the first case of Omicron, a variant of concern, was discovered here. Primary school children were required to wear masks, and both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach had told their parliamentary parties of concerns that the prevalence of the virus could rise even further in coming weeks as people gather more. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is with us. Micheál, what's happening today?
It's a pivotal day, Gavin. I mean, there is a lot happening. NPHET really going to weigh up where things are at the moment, what restrictions have been in place, how they have worked, and casting an eye to the future as well. And I suppose raising that question about December restrictions, if they are on the cards, or does it go further? Are they looking at something like a three-month plan?
Are more restrictions expected before Christmas?
Well, I think you could sense from the political party meetings last night that they're perhaps is a hope that what's there at the moment would be sufficient. A curious word used by the Taoiseach when he talked about being sceptical of the need for further restrictions on people's freedoms, people's families or businesses. Scepticism, I suppose, a fairly precise word if you take it back to Greek philosophy. Is it really just the rigorous questioning of knowledge? Take it back to people like Socrates. Or is it really just a political signal, something far more straightforward, and a feeling within the political system that further restrictions may be a little difficult to sell in the lead into Christmas, particularly as government were emphasising yesterday that things were ahead of the most optimistic NPHET modelling systems that are placed in terms of hospitalizations, in terms of deaths and the like. So I suppose it perhaps would present some difficulty, but equally the Taoiseach emphasizing to his colleagues that while things are levelling off, they could turn very quickly. And if that was to happen, it would present a difficulty. Leo Varadkar too saying that there is no doubt that socialization would increase in the run up to Christmas, and that could pose difficulties. So it is finely balanced, even if there were trickles of optimism around Leinster House.
Yes, those trickles of optimism appear to be based on a stabilisation of cases in recent days, largely because to some extent people have cut back on socialisation. That's not going to last over Christmas, and whatever about there not being any further restrictions in the next few weeks, what's the expectation for after Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is a view that this probably, because politicians are mindful of the fact and that term that they don't like anymore, meaningful Christmas, that this probably has to be looked at beyond December, looked at in a three-month context. So that could be the thinking. And I suppose it does focus on a few areas. The Taoiseach talking about the need to reduce socialisation and being vigilant and awaiting the science. So as well as that, I suppose things like family gatherings and a particular emphasis from the CMO yesterday about younger members of society meeting older ones that perhaps hadn't received their booster yet. Also, as ever, a look at hospitality. Could you be looking at slightly reducing numbers there? Is that question of numbers at tables back in focus as well? That kind of area. And I suppose NPHET have now twice suggested a wider use of the COVID pass. There have been some moves in that direction around theatres and cinemas so far, but could a wider use now be on the cards? It's that kind of issues that are likely to come into focus today. And as well as that, I think you get a sense of the climate perhaps and the uncertainty, because in the Dáil this morning, that legislation that would allow for the reintroduction of mandatory hotel quarantine, that's going to be debated, and that should be through the Houses of the Oireachtas tomorrow, through the Shannon and the Dáil. But as well, you can see the impact in the political system of COVID-19. The Cathaoirleach, look at the Shannon, informing colleagues late last night he has to restrict his movements because he is a close contact of a confirmed case. That's Mark Daly. So he won't be there as the Dáil and Shannon sits on Friday as well to get this legislation done.
Is there an expectation that the cut to the wage subsidy scheme, which came into place this week, that that's going to be reversed?
Yeah, that was a real dominant issue throughout the Fianna Fáil and the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meetings last night. We know that the Taoiseach will meet representatives from the hospitality sector on Friday, and there is a focus when it comes to that wage subsidy scheme on the hospitality sector and the live events sector. The Public Expenditure Minister, Michael McGrath, talking about that particular part of the economy paying the price, he said, for the good public response to that health advice. So I think there are indications that there could be movement on that. Pascal Dunhu telling Fine Gael colleagues that a decision would be made once that NPHET advice around restrictions or not was issued. So this looks like something that will be decided upon very soon.
What's been the reaction to the criticism of government over the timing and messaging on masks at primary schools?
Yeah, I think there was a soreness in government, and you could see an anger in the opposition in relation to how that decision was communicated. Some surprise among some ministers, indeed, who felt that, judging by the cabinet discussion and the feeling as they left that room in Dublin Castle, that the feeling was that this was to be a far more, let's say, practical approach taken to it, and that ministers felt if there was any moves at all in the direction of getting children to wear masks from third class up, that would be positive, that it shouldn't have been presented in such quite binding terms. As with the Taoiseach himself saying that he didn't feel entirely comfortable with the concept, but adamant too that it was necessary, but no doubt a sense that this wasn't communicated as well as it should have been, and a far more lenient approach should have been taken in the early days at least.
The other big cabinet decision, the very expensive cabinet decision that had what could best be described as a mixed reaction, was that on the micro redress scheme, Micheál.
Yeah, and it's still unclear as to how that sits politically right now. The reaction from the ground, particularly from Donegal, to that sliding scale concept, which campaigners didn't know was on the cards just an hour before the cabinet met, has been making quite an impact. The Taoiseach insisting yesterday that those figures are not set in stone in the sense that they can be reviewed next April, but it does seem that reducing down of the amount that will be payable after the first 1,000 square foot in a property, that does seem to be there to stay. And you see more, let's say, moderate TDs typically making contributions, expressing worry yesterday. People like Joe Carey from Clare saying that it could leave constituents in his area with a major shortfall if that scheme was extended to places like Clare. The figures in the Dáil mentioned about shortfalls for average homes ranging from 45,000 to 56,000. Those figures rejected by the Taoiseach, though, saying that they didn't have a basis in CSO data at least.
Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, thank you for that. 17 minutes past seven now.